Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, Big Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back, one and all, to another exciting episode of Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last week, our heroes managed to defuse a rather tense situation involving an orc army. What will happen this week? Will they finally find true love? Will they go on an adventure to outer space? You'll have to listen and find out.
Okay, so you guys, so all the town kind of sorts itself back out. Everyone's kind of on edge. Let's get Felix back in there.
Felix is sort of like, hey guys.
Hey guys. a lot of the people have been ignoring him whilst he was trying to ask them, like, have you seen Fiona? Have you seen, do you know Fiona? Isaac is, let's get him here. As Isaac is now breathing a sigh of relief that the town is saved. And he kind of speaks to one of his guards as everyone's moving back into their usual spots. And he comes back with a few sacks of gold for you guys for helping the town once again.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I know this is not much, but, you know, you've saved our town. You've brought our people back home. You've done whatever was happening in our church behind our backs. And you've just saved our town again.
Isaac, I'm going to stop you there, Isaac.
He goes to hand over 150 gold pieces.
Keep it. You guys need it far more than we do.
Use it to help rebuild some of the town.
Feed these orphans.
Well, you are honorable folk indeed. As he then puts the pouch back, and you then feel the final, like, there's a much similar aura that came about you when you're in the church. You kind of feel one last aura go over you as you feel a sort of inspiration come over you as you now get to have your reroll on anything.
Thank you.
I wasn't even expecting it. I was just there like, no, we can't take anything back.
You guys
have done too much.
Yeah.
The deity of Bar, or Bar himself, has blessed you one final time.
Thank you, Bar.
Thank you, Bar.
Speaking of Bar.
All we ask is of one thing. Can we use your inn again, please?
We need to go to bed.
Absolutely. We'll be on the house and we'll make sure you get given the best room.
Why, thank you.
Felix, during this conversation, has been gently prodding Isaac's shoulder to get his attention. And he's kind of looking at him, but it's like, what are you doing?
This is Felix. He's looking for someone called Fiona. Have you come across any travellers called Fiona?
Hi, that's me. I'm Felix. Fiona's my wife. She's gone missing, you see. As he looks over and is like, well, I know some people called Fiona. So you do? What do they look like? I mean, one of them is, is a man who identifies as a woman. Like, oh, no, that's not Fiona. And the other one, what's she look like? Does she have, like, long red hair? No, short black hair? Ah, that's not her either. Okay, never mind. Where's this inn then? As he then starts marching off over here.
Felix, over
wait,
here.
Come back, please.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, I suppose it'd be wise if I follow you guys, isn't it? Embrace the chaos and all that, right? As he's kind of trying to put the loot back together, but he's got no adhesive or glue, so it just falls apart again.
Do you know where anywhere we can get some stuff for his loot, Isaac? Because
Isaac looks at his loot and is like, I'm sure we can just give him one. It's fine.
Is that all right, Felix?
Thank you, Felix.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great if you could do that. Wow, what generous people are in here. I should come to Peridot more often.
Yeah. okay, we'll go and buy a loot for him, and then would that be at the general store? Or the...
Isaac looks at you and is like, no, it's, I can just grab one. It's free. We've got loads of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
We haven't had many bards or musicians in this area.
Okay.
As Lee perks up, as like, I wanted to be a bard.
I wanted to be a bard.
If he gets two loots, we'll do a dueling loots.
Yeah.
In the pub later. Dueling loots. Milo's on the jug.
You'll go into, you're just going straight to the rooms, or you hang out in the pub, or?
We'll have a beer at least, because.
Yeah, I think we all deserve a drink at least.
You go in there, and the Dragonborn that's usually behind the counter is kind of now in the kitchen. You kind of see a scaly hand poke out and say, I'll be with you in a moment. And then this woman kind of just pops up from behind the counter. It's like, it's okay, I've got it. And Felix is like, oh, are you Fiona? Like, no, I'm Rebecca. Like, oh, okay, close enough.
Hi, Rebecca.
As Rebecca's like, oh, hi, greetings, everyone. What can I get you today?
What do you want?
Something
just to name alcoholic beverages and describe what it looks like.
Milo's like, I'll have a wrath ale.
Ooh.
Which is like a it's sort of like a, it's like a reddish ale, and it's got like a like real like sort of nice like light and refreshing. It's you know, it's alcoholic.
Nice.
And it's got a smooth taste to it though, very, very sort of a very nice drink. Lee will have a drink which is, it's a porter drink called a Goblin's Quest.
Ooh.
Oh, good name.
And that's again, it's got like a sort of chocolatey coffee taste to it. It's quite a strong ale, because apparently they're getting drunk. It's the kind of ale that you drink for victory.
The victory ale.
Yeah. Well, for Lee's family, it was like the victory ale.
Okay. And I'm gonna have a raspberry spritzer, which is basically a pinkish reddish. Drink which has a tint of alcohol in it. It's so the alcohol will be white, and then you put the raspberry spritzer in it and it makes it go pink.
Okay. Is it sparkling as well?
Yeah. Go on then, make it sparkling.
It's enchanted with like wind magic.
And it goes
so there's little like
a
little...
And then you have to blow it to make it stop.
And Felix, in his excitement at being in a pub, just does an excited knock on the counter and says, "And I'll have a fireball, please," as he looks at you with a big cheesy grin on his face.
What's a fireball?
Oof. Well, you've not tried a fireball, would you? Would you like a fireball? I could get you all a fireball. Fireballs for everyone. So then other people in the pub are like, "Hey," and he's like, "Oh, no, oh, shit." well, it's more of a shot. It's kind of like a spicy shot with a bit of mango and fruit involved. There's a bit of warmth on the back of the tongue. And also the sweetness of the fruit, it kind of balances out nicely. It's wonderful. It's lovely. Just don't buy it for everyone.
So how many people are in the pub right now?
There's probably like four other people in the pub.
How much are the fireballs?
Let's see how much money he has. He has 15 gold. Yeah, he doesn't have any gold now.
Well, we can put some towards it, surely.
Yeah, we'll get him a fireball. Yeah, maybe we'll get off. We'll get a fireball. Have a go.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. So we're rolling it. Giggles, your drink was pretty much the last one they had.
And you had pretty much the last of the whatever container they had the ingredients in and the alcohol in. Everyone else, your drinks were well in stock, so they've got plenty left over. But they're now going to have to try and get some trade in to try and get your drink back, Giggles, if ever you were to drink again.
Okay.
Otherwise, just change your drink. Yeah. Okay, so you have a drink, you get all relaxed, you feel maybe a bit tipsy or merry. Let's see how tipsy you get. So, Giggles, with your one drink after battle and your adrenaline is now gone, let's roll endurance. I might have to refresh because my rolls are a bit delayed. There it goes. Okay, you're fine. I'm going to click refresh because that's taking a long time for it to come back. I click on it and I have to wait like 20 seconds.
Oh.
Right. Let's get your character sheets back up.
So you're nice and sort of like...
I'm still okay. So yeah, I'm guessing the lower the number, the worse you'll be.
Yeah. If you get below 10, then you're drunk. And if you get a 1, then you're practically passed out.
Yeah.
Right, so you've got, you're 26.
I'm 26.
So you really handled your drink. Yeah.
I'm just good. I'm just happy.
Milo. Yeah, that's so much better.
Ooh.
Oh, Milo's pretty much passed out. It was the fireball that did it.
Yeah, he's so, I love you.
After the adrenaline rush and everything, you're now cuddled up with the dwarf who's still there. And you're both just dribbling and drunk.
Nice.
You're kind of talking to each other like... And then you reply with... More in your tabaxi tongue.
Nice. And I'm just sitting there with my hand in my head, my head in my hand going, oh god.
I love it. It's a Milo Ploppy Bottom tries to endure and he fails.
And Lee. Oh, it's delayed for Lee, apparently. God damn it. Come on, Lee. Here it is.
Let's see.
Counts the string fine.
That's in the game to Milo, seriously.
And fine. Felix.
Considering that he was doing all the hitting on the banshee, and he took a few hits as well. I can't believe he got drunk.
I was trying, I just kept missing.
Ow. It seems to have gone delayed straight away. Okay.
Yeah, well, but he was taking actual hits as well.
That's true. Like,
Felix is fine. He's just kind of giggling at you and the dwarf being really drunk, and he's listening intently. He's even leaning forward with a big smile on his face, trying to understand what's going on, but he can't understand a word you guys are saying. But he's just fascinated nonetheless. It's a cat and a dwarf talking to each other in different languages, and they're acting like they understand one another. I don't understand a word they're saying. This is great.
There's literally a drinking story of me and my dad, which sounds exactly like
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely, there is.
It's keeping in character, I get, at least.
Dwarf that looks at him with that drunken, confused expression and trying to wince his eyes so he can see him a bit better. And he's like, blah, blah, blah. And then Felix kind of looks at him, a bit shocked that he's talking to him now. And he's like, ah. And then the dwarf's like, rah, rah, rah. As he then looks at Lee, like Felix looks at Lee, he's like, I'm communicating with them. I don't know what I'm saying. This is brilliant.
Wow.
Embrace the chaos. As the dwarf gets up as if offended, like, rah, rah, rah. Oh god, I've overstepped the line.
Right, I guess they should be taken. Milo should be taken to bed then.
Yep.
He's clearly had enough.
Yep.
Fireball. He's had enough alcohol.
Alcohol for the day. What is the time anyway? Is it during the day or are we at night? Or I don't never actually know.
Now I would say it's probably about 10, 11 at night. You've drunk merrily. You spent pretty much the whole day fighting in the catacombs.
Let's definitely go to bed.
I'm just going to bring up one thing. It should be here.
It's the hangover chart.
Milo wakes up completely refreshed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll go into your... Do you have separate rooms, or are you in the same room?
I thought we were in the... I thought there was only one room that actually...
Yeah, there was only one room.
One room, wasn't there, if I remember rightly.
Ah, well, you've definitely been ensured to be put in the best room now. Nice. Before you had kind of like a mediocre room. Now, even if you asked for the best room, they would have given you a mediocre one. But
even though we brought those people back.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, at the time. But now that you've saved them a further three times, a further two times, they're like, yeah, whatever, have it. Okay, so I'd say, I don't know, maybe the boys all in one room and Giggles, you get a room all to yourself.
I might say no to that.
And it is very nice. You got like a fur rug over the, well, not rug, like kind of like a blanket over the bed. It's all nice and warm and cozy. You got no springs in your back. You have a wonderful night's rest. Giggles, as you're a Ladrin, because you don't sleep, you're more in a meditative state, and it's only for 4 hours rather than like 6 or 8. you wake up during the middle of the night, and I'm going to get you to roll perception. Because as you look at your window, you see that it's snowing.
It's snowing! It's winter!
A gentle flicks of snow dropping down, and yet there's no clouds in the sky. You're able to see the starry night sky. And you then hear like not a really hard or heavy thud, but you hear a number of thuds on the roof of the building above you.
Get ready to kill.
Okay.
Moments later, after hearing the noises and hoping whatever it was has gone away, maybe it was a cat or a bird that just flopped onto the roof, you then begin to hear the creaking of wooden floorboards in the corridor outside your rooms. And they're kind of thumping like someone's wearing boots.
Oh my God, is it Santa?
You hear like a creaking of a door. And then moments later, the door to your room, although is locked, just is now apparently unlocked as the door begins to creak open in your room.
As in my room?
Yep.
I'm going to be behind the door.
Okay, you're hiding behind the door. So as the door swings open, it then technically hides you.
Yes.
Okay, so as the door swings open and you're there behind the door, whatever this figure is, he's left the door open as he's very mindful where he steps within your room, and he goes to approach the bed, and as you're looking at him, it's hard to tell at night, but you do see like a dark red on his clothing.
It is Santa!
As he approaches your bed, looking it over slightly, and you then see him ruffle in this large bag as he pulls out a couple presents and lays them down beside the bed, and he then goes to leaving snowy footprints on his way, and then the door, without him even holding it, the door swings by itself gently closed, and then you hear the footsteps leave the area. And moments later, as it all passes, you then start to hear the soft jingling as it then, like, you hear a ruffle on the roof, the clopping of feet, as it then jingles away in the distance and you no longer hear it anymore.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for delivering me presents.
Oh, my God.
Santa's alive!
You know, when this episode actually airs, it'll probably be summer as well.
Yeah, it would. So, just for you listeners, this is actually close to Christmas, like 16th of December 2021, yeah. When we recorded this.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Okay. So I guess now, are you waiting to open your presents with the boys, or are you opening them?
I have to tell them, so I'll wait.
Okay, so What do you do in the meantime to until morning? Do you go to try to sleep again, or meditate, or do anything else like study?
Play Tetris.
What would your character do?
I am going to pray and thank my God for helping us with our huge battle last night or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will try and meditate again.
There's one thing I was thinking about earlier with your beliefs and your religion, Giggles. Do you believe that there are many gods, or is it just solely that one god?
I believe there's many gods, but I
focus
mainly on my god.
Yeah. So there are bad gods and there are good gods, and that two separate things. But yeah, you follow this one.
Yes.
Okay.
But the world perception. Is a big, big thing.
Yeah. It's all perception, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
because if you're following just the one god, then that implies that that one god also does evil things. So it's neutral in nature, I guess, because it does evil and. But yeah, if you know of their other gods, but yeah, you follow that one, then fair enough.
Well, yeah, considering we are in this town now, and they follow Bar. That's a god, and that god has helped us through the you know.
Yeah, you haven't been neglective of this other god that.
Exactly. So you know.
You haven't cheated.
I haven't cheated.
But for all you know, it could be your god just with a different name.
Exactly.
You could throw that argument in the air.
But you know.
But yeah, no, that's fine.
We're getting into D&D theology now.
It builds on your character, like what your character believes, and yeah, you believe in multiple gods, so that's fine. Okay, so it's now morning. It's morning. Woo! You wake up. There's presents everywhere.
Presents.
Different wrapping and different bows. Some with bows. Some with that little light, the tape on either side with that weird bobble of ribbon or whatever.
Yeah. They still call that a bow, don't they?
Yeah, they still call that a bow.
Who wishes to open their presents first?
Ladies
I'd imagine
first.
You all come together in the same room.
I'll go first then, as you said, ladies first. I'll open mine first then.
Okay, so to do this, because I've made a table and it's very random, we're going to do multiple dice rolls. So first, we're going to get you.
Milo opens a pair of women's underwear. Like,
what? We're going to get you to roll a d4 to see which of these four tables we're going on. If the roll 20 could speed up, that would be great.
Not today.
Is it going to be like a skeleton? That, so like we get like a severed head.
Oh no.
A shrunken head or a vampire doll that comes to life and chases us.
Okay, so I'm just grabbing the book that I'm going to need. So with each of your presents, you're getting trinkets and a main item. So your trinkets, for those who are listening and like D&D, comes from the book The Wild Beyond the Witchlight.
Ooh.
And so now I'm going to roll a d6 to see what it is you get. Nope, that's a d8. that one was a d. The d6 rolled faster than the d8 did. Okay, 3. Bum, bum, bum.
2. Do 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 do
page 7. Okay.
Boo be do 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 do.
And describe what your present looks like, Giggles.
What, as in the outside or the inside?
The outside.
Okay. So it's going to it's a nice square box with white wrapping paper and then a red bow, red ribbon and a red bow on top.
Oh.
And the wrapping paper has got like what's it called? It's like it's not flat, it's got like a ruffle to it. So it's like it's been like not like it's been crinkled, but like, you know, when you get like the wallpaper, it has like a
it's like the 3D pattern.
3D
on it.
Pattern on it, thank you.
Ew.
Very fancy wrapping.
It is very fancy wrapping paper. It's Santa Claus, so he can do magical things.
Yeah.
1, 3, 5 as well. I'm just getting the magical items table up as well. All right, so firstly, your trinket. I now need to roll a D100.
Oh, 100 Ds, these nuts.
Ooh, that's a high, 92.
Okay, so the first thing you pull out of the box is there's like a rucksack in which one potato magically appears each day at dawn.
Three potatoes?
You have a magical rucksack which generates one potato each day. So it's like a minor ration, I guess.
That is fucking great. Awesome. Like,
never go hungry.
You have the a baked potato every morning.
I'm
having
the potato bag.
Add that. So you have a Feywild trinket, which is a rucksack which magically creates one, specifically one
potato
every morning.
Will this bag get extremely heavy if I don't touch it for like 10 days?
I think I will rule that it also acts as a bag of holding. So
okay.
If you forget about it, you'll eventually have just a bag full of potatoes.
Okay, good. Good. Cause that would discourage me if it like I missed out for 10 days and I had like 10 potatoes and it got like worth of potatoes.
You could give them away. Like,
oh yeah. That's fine. I don't want to be overburdened. Yeah. But I don't want to be overburdened, you know?
With potatoes.
Just go up to
because I can't carry anything else if I've just got potatoes.
You could use it in battle as well, like throw potatoes. People are like, what is that, a potato?
Need to get a potato gun. Pew, 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 pew.
Maybe that's the final boss. We get to throw a potato at them, and they just fuck it. It just explodes. It's like, oh,
potatoes.
I'm allergic to starch.
I never watched Bodger and Badger because of it. Okay, and inside the box is also that you would definitely recognize it as a potion of storm giant strength.
Ooh.
Right, let me just get to the rules of that potion. Potion. Speed.
You know, the disappointing thing is that real Christmas will not have a bag that just generates potatoes every day.
We'd never have to buy potatoes ever again.
I'm really, I now know how those people who like watched Avatar and were like, we'll never get to go to Pandora. I now know how they feel because I'll never be able to own a bag of potatoes.
So, okay, looking at this potion of giant strength and storm giant specifically, seems you've been a very good girl this year, as that is the best version of this potion.
Woo!
It is classed as a legendary potion.
Okay.
When you drink this potion, your strength score changes for 1 hour. So that's in-game hour. The type of giant determines the score. See below. The potion has no effect on you if your strength is equal to or greater than that score. This potion's transparent liquid has floating in it a sliver of fingernail from a giant of an appropriate type, which is a storm giant. So it's kind of like there's a nail that sparkles with electrical energy. The potion...
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that too. I was like, oh, lovely.
Okay, so the storm giant, it will boost your strength to 29. And your strength is currently, so you can now have an idea, your strength is currently 13.
Oh, okay.
So whoever drinks it doesn't have to be you, whoever drinks it temporarily boosts their strength up to 29.
Nice, okay.
Which is... It's fan bloody tastic.
Yeah,
okay.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Let me put that in.
Thank you, Santa.
Times potion of storm giant strength. STR goes up to 29 for 1 hour. All right. And that was your presents. Who's next?
Let's let Lee go.
Lee go next.
Okay, describe Lee's present.
So, when Lee was a child, his father used to wrap up his Christmas presents in like newspapers with brown string. And this package is wrapped in newspapers with brown string. It's like, it's almost like Santa's been like, here you go.
Here's nostalgia.
Here's like, yeah, here's like a, here's a blast from the past. And Lee, Lee's got like a, he's got like a tear in his eye because he had a difficult relationship with his dad because he didn't, he obviously wanted to become a bard. He never got to become a bard. He was forced into the family line of being a warlord. So he's, you know, there's a the hinted thing, and he hasn't spoken to his dad in years. So it's like a nice sort of bit of nostalgia, and it's a reminder of the good times rather than the bad. How was that for backstory? Right? That's how you do backstory, baby.
Okay, I haven't put the book, but I think I know what book it's coming from.
Oh,
I think it's this one.
Do you know them?
All right. So with I'm hearing myself now. So with Lee. Okay, in Lee's box, he finds two trinkets. 11 and 44. He finds in his present a crystal orb that allows an elf who holds it to sleep. So it would allow you, Giggles, to sleep properly rather than just meditate.
Okay.
Lee's like,
sure.
It's like, thanks, Santa. I'm not an elf.
He hands it to me and goes, thank you.
I guess this is for you then.
Thank you.
And beside that, he also finds a tiny pumpkin-shaped cauldron carved out of bog oak.
Ooh.
I'll add that to his inventory. Okay.
That's quite...
A little cauldron. Time to make some potions.
First one is crystal orb that allows an elf to sleep.
He's like, well, he goes, just like when my dad used to give me presents. It's stuff that
not,
I...
Not useful for me, thanks.
Yeah, it's like Santa Claus is being my father. This might have actually come from my... Santa Claus might be my dad.
Tiny pumpkin-shaped cauldron carved out of bog oak. All right. And he also finds a ring inside the box. And I will get Giggles to see if you can identify what it is. And it's a bit of a struggle at first, but with a 17, you're able to identify it. And you're quite shocked that he's got this item, as it is a ring of feather falling. Meaning Lee can now fall safely from high heights.
Well, that's good.
As he will just gently float to the ground.
Nice. He's like, I'm equipped in that straight away because...
Yeah, totally, absolutely. I'm sure he's fallen down before. Nearly broke himself.
I'm not getting hurt again.
No.
All right. And Milo, describe your present.
It's just a cardboard box with string around it. And Milo's literally just like, oh god. I can sit in it. I'm gonna sit in this thing. He's sort of like darting around it a bit, being like, can I jump on it? So I sit in it. I want to sit in it. I want to go in it. I want to put it on. I'm gonna wear the box. I'm gonna sit in the box. They have my head. I can't. Oh my god.
The box is better than the person's side.
It's just a cardboard box that's like
you empty all the contents on the floor and just get in the box.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what he's gonna do as well. He opens the box and he pulls the things out, puts them on the bed, and then sits in the box and then looks at things.
He's looking at the other guys going,
look at the box! Look at the box!
I have a box!
I have a box!
Can I keep it?
Okay. You also find two trinkets inside yours.
One of them's a little box keyring.
8 and 87. Inside yours, Milo, you find a pocket watch that runs backwards for an hour every midnight. So I guess every morning, if you want it to show the proper time, you're constantly having to wind it back up again.
Okay.
And what good is that?
I mean, it's free stuff. You can't really.
Yeah, true, but that's
backwards.
Make me feel like that's in need of something else for you know.
Free midnight. 87. Yeah. You also find some dentures with mismatched sharpened teeth.
Wow. Do they chatter? Can you wind them up and they chatter?
No, these just dentures that belong to someone.
Okay. Cool.
What happened to Santa? It's gone on. It's just sort of like
mismatched. Well, you said... So unless these are the teeth of one of your grandparents.
Milo's just like, cool.
But you were just happy with the marks, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And where's so he rolled it? You also pull out a pair of boots.
Ooh, boots.
What you poured out onto the floor is a pair of boots.
Could be more accurate.
All right. Let's have this I'm just getting that up.
It's like barely. Like, sorry.
Boots. There it is. Okay. Ooh. These are Santa's boots. Yes, I customized these boots slightly. All right, so he's giving you a replica of Santa's boots.
Nice. I can cosplay Santa.
Giggles notices there's something special about Santa's boots. Yeah, with a 19, you're able to identify them. These are boots of the Winterlands. These boots are snug and feel quite warm while you wear them, and you gain the following benefits. You have resistance to cold damage. You ignore difficult terrain created by ice or snow. You can tolerate temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees Fahrenheit without any additional protection. So even if you're butt naked, you'll be puss in boots.
Excellent.
Yeah.
If you wear heavy clothes, you can tolerate temperatures as low as minus 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nice. They're good boots.
And I'd say with wearing these boots, you also leave just a small tuft of snow behind you.
I'll wear them, yeah.
You're gonna wear them now, are you? Gonna put them on? I'm like, put them on my boots.
Well, not right at the moment. I'm in my box.
Like, three messy brown puss in boots.
Isn't that gonna be bad though when we go through like a dungeon or something, and all of a sudden they're like, "Where's this snow come from?"
Yeah. Let's follow this snow.
That's the one risk part of it, I guess, is that you leave a slight trail of snow. Obviously, the snow melts after a while, but...
I was going to say, if you did it in a volcano, it would just be puddles.
Yeah.
But they'd probably evaporate
They'd evaporate
as well.
Too quickly, so...
Yeah.
We'll have to stay in volcanoes, so it'd be fine.
Okay, that's cool. I've got Santa boots.
I'm trying to abbreviate it as much as possible. And can withstand cold temperatures. Who cares about how cold?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to specifically go, like, oh, it's 100 degrees.
Temperature outside is 322 degrees.
Resistance to cold damage. Now, I don't like the 4th edition rules for resistances, but I'll keep it as they are for the monsters. Because the resistances, it basically says, like, it's resistant to this and gives a number for, like, 5. So basically, if you take damage, like cold damage, for example, then you take away 5 from that cold damage, and that's what damage you get. Whereas in the 5th edition rules, it's half the damage. So I'm giving you minus half the damage on cold. Like, if someone gives you cold damage, then we reduce the total amount by half, and that's what you get hurt by.
Okay.
So
rather than like 2 or 5 or something pathetic like that.
So just for the people listening at home, Milo, if he's wearing heavy armor, can have up to protection from up to -100 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be -73 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's
so cold, very, very cold.
Yeah,
he would like, be ice cubes.
Yeah.
And you're walking around going, I like these Santa boots.
Yes. Oh, nice. And going,
feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
We can't physically move because we are
we're dead.
We are frozen.
Frozen to death. Frozen to Milo's death. There, naked.
Jumping around going,
in his Santa boots. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with that.
You look over to Felix expectantly now, and he got overexcited, and he's now just holding a pile of ash.
Oh.
As he's looking a bit depressed, he's like, oh.
Oh, dear.
Is there nothing to be salvaged from that, then?
No.
As he then suddenly quickly perks up as he then throws it in the air as it rains down on him as like black ash snow, and he's like, oh well, embrace the chaos.
That's a good way of looking at it, Felix.
I like the fact that he's got a catchphrase, yeah. Embrace the chaos. It's like, good. That's man, cool. Good on you.
Well done. Like it.
All right. You've now been visited by Santa Claus.
Yay!
He emptied his sack.
That he did.
And we can either stop there or continue if you wish.
Let's put a pin in it there.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it seemed like a good place to.
It does.
Yeah, that was really nice.
It was fun. I enjoyed that.
And the computer hasn't crashed yet, so.
It definitely struggled on my end a little bit. Those dice rolls.
Wow, who would have thought that they were such righteous people and that you guys would be experiencing Christmas last year in October of this year? We nearly managed to make it line up. We were just failures in that. Thank you to Dave, as always, for providing the D&D game. Thank you for Tanya for being present. And thank you all for listening. Now get out of my house.